Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Gregor Morgole, welcome to Crypto Nights. I'm very excited. My name is Kanth Miriala, and we are excited to have you as a guest speaker on Crypto Nights today.
Thank you very much for your invitation, and I'll be glad to give you all the answers that your audience would need to find our project interesting.
We already gathered a lot of questions for you, so I'm going to kind of shoot them off. So let's start. Sure. We want a couple of minutes about who's Gregor. Who are you? What have you done in the past? How did you come about the airport idea? Give us that little thumbnail sketch.
Sure. I'll try to squeeze it into a couple of sentences. So basically, my name is Gregor. I'm the CEO and co-founder of AirPod Project. I have been involved in this AirPod story for more than 2 years. The shortest way is that I came up with idea because I was a constant traveler, and it was actually my personal experience. I was tired of waiting in on the airports while, you know, in transit, and similar story happened to my partner and co-founder Micha as well. So we came up with an idea to build up a product that will actually have functionality that people at that certain situation need. So this is the shortest way of putting this in couple of sentences. But other than that, I am, don't know if I already told, but I'm 35 years old. This is my third startup. I have been part of the successful stories in two others. I started business, my first business when I was 19. I was involved in sport nutrition, fitness equipment. I had distribution across Europe. So basically, I sold this company when I was 24, 25. Started my second company, which was totally different, chewing gum business. Started distribution across Slovenia, Croatia, Austria, and some other countries as well. But due to, let's say, need for capital, I sold my shares in, I believe now, 2014. And then the idea about AirPod came because, you know, I was, as I said previously, traveling a lot. And it started like a sketch on the paper. And currently we are putting together the whole infrastructure, the whole manufacturing process. We are currently in the ICO phase, still in pre-sale phase, but running towards ICO crowd sale. So shortly, this is my introduction.
Very good. So I get the idea. I go onto your website. It's a very well designed pod. So if I'm at the airport and I want to take a nap, or I want to just have private space, I want to have internet, maybe want to watch my Netflix or whatever, AirPod gives me the opportunity to do that. Did I kind of get the approximate idea?
Yes, this is the basic functionality. What we're trying to do is, at the end, we are not selling a product, because our product needs to be an experience. And by being able to achieve that certain point, we of course need to know what people actually need. And we were, you know, doing a deep research, asking thousands of people, and, you know, gathering all the information that was needed for us to put together the product that would actually function in reality. Maybe just one other thing that you haven't said about AirPod. What we are trying to do is also put some sort of relaxation/anti-stress technology integrated into AirPod, which will help our users to become more relaxed, and they will exit our product stress-free. And this is what we are trying to achieve here, to make a zen capsule that will put people in such a good mood that they will, you know, while traveling for or thinking about traveling next time, they will think about us.
Got it. Now, what I was surprised was, why have you not made a couple of samples that you installed somewhere and did some testing? You have not yet, from what I could gather, have you manufactured a prototype yet?
Yes, we currently we have, and this is still not public, but it's going to be in a couple of days. And this is just maybe an introduction to what we are going to publish in a few days. We have gone from version 1 to version 2 and now version 3. We have completely changed not functionality, but the concept of AirPod itself. We have partnered up with one of the best architects and industrial designers in Slovenia, maybe even Europe, Mr. Robert Klun, which is also currently our partner. He's got a team of experienced architects and designers. Further on, we have partnered with three big companies, which names I cannot tell out loud yet, because we are still in process of.
I get it. Yeah.
A mock-up. This was on a basis of first version of AirPod, and by telling mock-up, this is just a wooden version of product itself, which just helped us put things in perspective of how do you actually feel when you enter, how much space is above your head, do you have everything on the reach of your hand, how will the door open, is there enough space for the luggage, etc. all these things that are actually needed for us to put together a good product. Then we went to a second redesigned style. There was some complication with that, because the production wise, it was very hard to achieve what we have put in on our sketches. So we redesigned everything and went to version 3, which for sure. Okay. So when we finished the first so-called version number 1, we went to version number 2, but we had we had some challenges with manufacturing process. So we had to rethink. And as I said, by partnering with Mr. Klun, the Magnet Design and some other big companies, we went to version number 3. So currently what we are doing, we are in a phase of putting together a prototype, which is going to be done sometime in the middle of August. But what is really important for us, because of course people need to try it, for us it's very important to make a commercial test. By that I mean, we are going to place between 15 to 20 AirPods within UK International Airport, where this phase is going to start. And this is like a free trial for the users, where we expect some information from them, and they are going to be trying our product for free. So that's like a short version of roadmap till, let's say, the end of September.
But doesn't that leave open the risk that their user, you don't have proof of user acceptance yet, whether they will like it, whether they will pay for it? Isn't that still an outstanding risk? Now, I do understand that there are many, many ICOs that are just white paper and they don't have any idea you're ahead of them. But I'm just putting on an investor hat, but because in my I'm also an investor. So I'm putting on a hat of an investor and saying the risk that is not yet eliminated is user acceptance, user's willingness to pay for it. So, but you're already in the middle of the ICO. So that concerns me a little bit. What does that worry you as well?
Well, we have done a lot of research before actually putting together a concept. we gathered a lot of information. What is the price that people are prepared to pay for such service? So this is what we actually know. We do not know what people are going to pay for our service because we haven't built the product yet. But as I said, our idea of AirPod is, you know, combining all the functionalities that people actually need at that certain time. And of course, we are doing that in a way which is not totally risk-free, because anything, nothing on, in the world is risk-free. But by putting together something that we believe in and that is actually going to work, for that reason, of course, we are making a commercial trial. By that point, we are still able to change some things in terms of functionality, in terms of software adjustment, and so on and so on.
Okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, we're on. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is, of course, there are certain risks involved. But by doing tons of research, by finding out what really people really need, and this is on one side. And on the second side, business-wise, we do have a partner who is helping us build the product, helping us achieve a certain point where, because our partner and actually the company who is from, who has been in industry for more than 20 years, this is a company who is helping us, who is going to help us build the distribution. And this is actually our entry point to all major international airports. This company has a lot of experiences, especially with clients or customers who are in transit. So, you know, we are not, you know, this is not, we're not building a project and product itself just because I think so. We're building it on facts. We're building the product on the basis of people's needs. And this is what, you know, this company has not, we have not been able to publicly announce it because it's a big, big, big company from the UK. And they don't want us to use their name on behalf of, you know, our project raising funds. So, but we have an agreement as soon as we finish ICO, we will be able to publicly say this company is a company from the UK with this and this name. They have been in industry for more than 20 years. So and so on and so on. So I hope that I answered your question properly.
Yes. So the other question I have is, I think you are using blockchain more for, because your product itself does not need blockchain, but you're using blockchain to build a community, if I understood correctly.
Yeah.
So can you explain why you're using blockchain and what does your, what is your token design all about? How will somebody who buys the tokens now benefit from the growth of the business? Can you explain that?
Sure. I'll put it in very simple perspective. We have, we are issuing our own cryptocurrency, APOD, and this cryptocurrency has two main functions. Number one is you can pay with our APOD token for our service. So, you know, to rent out, we are renting out our AirPod with APOD token. Of course, this is not the only payment method. You will be able to rent AirPod with fiat and cards as well, definitely. And the second function, and this is really where things get interesting, is by owning a token, you can, in the second phase of our project, enter so-called sponsorship program. By saying sponsorship program, this is, and this I have to be very careful what I'm saying, because our legal team has advised me some stuff that I said in couple of other interviews. I cannot say, I'll just say it like this, but people who are going to hold our tokens are going to be able to benefit from the economy that each AirPod unit is going to make. Putting it to a maybe even simpler way is they are going to be able to be like a shareholder or let's say a beneficiary of economy that is being produced by certain unit. It's similar to you, as you would be able to collect dividends, but this is something, you know, that is very, by me saying this, I'm walking on the edge. We have been able to find a way so our token will remain utility token. It's not going to be security token whatsoever. And we are going to announce corrections in our white paper again in about 2 to 3 days, where it exactly says how this technical process is going to be done with our system. We are using blockchain because it's helping us. Because it's, you know, I have to go one step back. If you get a VC fund on board and you give them equity, and, you know, at the end of the year, you give them dividends. This is what we are doing right here. But with blockchain, we are going to be able to do that on a monthly basis, but not paying out fiat, but paying out APOT tokens as a reward. So this is basically what we are doing here. And this is the simplest way I can explain what blockchain is doing to us. And what I also believe that such projects are going to be able to put blockchain. This is how these projects are going to sort of say advertise and put blockchain mainstream. This is what I believe.
So let me try and understand this. So what is your soft cap and hard cap for the ICO?
The soft cap is 2.7 million US dollars. This has already been reached. We are now currently a little bit above 3 million. And the hard cap is 20 million US dollars.
And how much time is left in your ICO sale?
This is something that we have been postponing a little bit, especially because the market currently is not very speaking in our favor. So we have removed the dates, but I honestly think that we are going to close the pre-sale phase sometime in the middle August, in the mid August, and we are going to start with ICO crowd sale at the beginning of September. Of course, these dates are unofficial. This is just, you know, me saying out loud the dates that we are kind of that we have as a team predicted for our ICO.
So you raise $20 million. Let's imagine we hit the hard cap for mm-hmm. the argument. What is the cost mm-hmm. of each AirPod?
You mean the what is the unit cost, production yes. cost?
What are the units?
We are aiming to achieve price a little bit around 7,000 euros.
Okay. So let's say it's 7,000 euros. What is that in dollars? It's like 8,000 or 9,000?
That's around eight hundred, something like that.
Yeah. So I'll just round it off and say 10,000 US dollars just to make the math simple.
Sure.
So, if you are looking at 20 million divided by 20 million divided by 10,000, right? So, yeah. How many pods can you produce? I know you have a lot of other expenses, so maybe 5 million.
Well, I know what you're asking, so I'm just going to shoot it out.
Well, are you able to support with that money?
By hitting hard cap, we have to be aware that we have not actually raised 20 million because we're giving up bonuses. Our net received money is about 13.3 million US dollars, which is roughly around 11 million euros. By achieving hard cap, we can produce between 1,200, 1,300 AirPods. We have still some costs for running costs, company costs. We have some cost for development of our decentralized application platform, which is actually the brains of our project, because this is where everybody and everything is going through. We have some cost for the marketing, that is roughly said it. This is where the money raised from the ICO is going to be allocated.
So yeah, okay, 1,200 and unit. What are the unit economics? So 7,000 for per unit, and what are the expected revenues per year for each airport?
Well, we have been doing a research with other competitive companies, and we have found out that on the busiest airports, this similar company or similar product has occupancy between 8 to 11 hours, and the of course the airport is open 24 hours.
Our 11 hours per day, yeah,
per day. Of course, this is net usage. Right. And we have been put out a calculation that is based on 6 hours in average per day. Okay. And if we count in that you pay for our service $18 or 15 euros, the expected return on investment is about 100% per year. Okay. If you buy our tokens, if you take into consideration that that calculation that I just said, and so on and so on.
Okay. So that means, if I invest, just for an example, 100 APOD tokens, by the end of the year, I could have 200 because of the dividends that I got.
Actually not. It depends. Value-wise, yes. But it depends what the value of the token is going to be. Because if you invest now, the nominal price of the token is 10 cents of a dollar. And if that goes to 30 at the end of the year, value-wise, you will receive the same, but token-wise, you will receive less.
Got it. So it'll be at the current price of the token that you'll be receiving.
Definitely. Yes, so definitely.
If I invested $100 for 100 APODs right now, by the end of the year, maybe the $100 is only 50, so I might have 150. Mm-hmm. So I get it.
Exactly.
And how do my APODs expire, or can I keep them as long as I want?
You can keep them as long as you want. And with our ICO, what we are trying to avoid is so-called flippers, or people who are speculating to earn 10 times, 20, 30 times. Our token is not that kind of token because it's linked directly to our company economics.
That is the thing that I like the most, and that's what brought me to this. That's the reason why I'm trying to have an interview with you, is because I really believe that we need real businesses like this, more and more of real businesses on the blockchain. And that's what I'm
saying. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, that's why I'm so excited about what you're doing. And so you're running a real business. So now, how much of the profits are you distributing back as tokens? How much are you retaining to grow the business? Because I'm assuming 1,000 is nothing in terms of a number of units. You will need many more, tens of thousands of these globally. So
exactly.
So are you retaining some portion of the profits and putting in more?
Sure.
How are you doing that?
Yeah. Well, just again, the basic stuff, so people can understand what we are talking about. When entering a sponsorship program, you are you can not earn, but you get up to 80% of profits that are being generated by the AirPod unit. But again, that's very important. We're not if one unit. One unit's revenue is $1,000. That doesn't mean that this 80% from that 1,000. That just means that if one unit has $10,000 of revenue, the costs are 400. That means that the remaining 600 is being divided 20% for our company, 80% for the token holders or the people who own smart contract in sponsorship program.
Got it. So after the after the costs are taken out, you keep 20% and you return 80%. That is after the cost. So the profit is divided. And then the 20% of the profits will go into the, of course, the upkeep of the company, but also investment into more AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So actually, yes, we put 80% of the profits back to the community or back to the person who has, who is the owner of that certain smart contract, it with AirPod unit on that, let's say, certain location, certain airport. Where we are getting additional money, of course, we are getting it 20% of profits that are being generated by unit, but where we get additional money is in our third phase of our project, where we ask, it's like a Uber type of business model, where, you know, this was very, and I got idea in December when I was driving in Vienna with Uber, and I said, well, that's very smart, you know, they have a platform, they have infrastructure that enables everybody to be part of their community, their business, and so on and so on. Why don't we do the same? We have a platform, we have the... Okay. Yeah, thank you. So actually, where our company gets additional funds is on in our third stage, where I thought of an idea similar to Uber, because I liked Uber a lot, because they are giving people, they are allowing people to be part of their community and part of their business in a very, very simple way. You know, because they have developed a platform, they have developed complete infrastructure, they just invite people to join them. And this is what we are trying, and this is what we want to do. Of course, we do not expect people to pay 50,000, 100,000 US dollars of fee. We are going to ask for a small amount fee that... Yeah, so actually what we are doing in third phase is that, you know, there's a lot of people who are trying to be part of our, want to be, they find our project interesting, they find our product interesting, and in if and when they have ability we are giving them opportunity to propose a location where they think that our product is going to be making them money. So what we are enabling with this partner program in third stage is that while the location is being proposed, we just ship the AirPod, they just plug it, you know, when it arrives to location, the location can be anything. It can be a shopping center, it can be a private location, it can be a bus station, you know, anything. So by giving people opportunity to build distribution for us, this is where I see the real power you know, networking and inviting people to be part of our community. And if you could just imagine when we finish the phase where we believe there is a possibility to implement more than 1,000 AirPods only within international airports, you know, we, and in the third stage where we are giving people ability to be part of our system and part of our community themselves, I see that we can, you know, produce and install more than 10,000 of AirPods globally. So this is where I see the real power.
So will I be in the phase three? Can I come in as an investor and put in some money and own the AirPod and then get, is that what you're saying? How am
I? Yeah, sure. It's exactly it's exactly like in the second phase, but in the second phase you get tokens first and then you choose the location. In the third phase you just choose the location, we ship you the AirPod, and you get you just you know, plug it into our system. By plug it into our system, I mean, you know, it's going to function the same way as all the others do, with only one difference. Probably this is something that we are still putting in, and you know, there, everything I do needs to be done on a basis of facts. I do not accept predicting or calculating something that doesn't you know, doesn't fit in reality. So what we are doing at the moment is calculating what the percentage of the profits that are going to be collected by those in the third stage, which, you know, they propose the location. So basically what they actually own, co-own the airport, and this airport is not being put on the market like on in the second stage, where ICO contributors can actually choose the location. You know, it's the other way around in the third stage. They actually propose the location and they get the airport installed in place they proposed. In the second stage, we install the airports and then the ICO contributors can choose between various locations and they can exchange tokens for so-called sponsorship program, which enables them to collect rewards at the end of the month.
Wow, sounds good. So I think we are coming to the end of the podcast. So I wanted to ask you, what are the questions that I probably did not ask? What are the key points that I might have missed that you wanted to communicate to the audience?
You know, I got from, more and more people ask me, is Apple going to sue you? And that's a very stupid question. But I just, you know, would like to answer that up front. No, Apple will not sue us because our brand is not, our brand is registered, is not pending, it's not in process, but it's registered. We have gotten three different legal opinions, so they might, but maybe, you know, it can be a good marketing for us. The second thing is maybe that, you know, I have a team who is really, you know, I love each member because they are currently, we are working basically for the past 6 months. We have been working between 12 and 18 hours per day. And all the team members are putting, you know, sweat and blood into this project. And it's not just, something that we came up with a few months ago. This has been going on for, you know, more than 2 years, and the team is being very, very supportive. So I would like to thank each member of AirPod team, because this is ICO is, I have been in business for more than 15 years, but ICO is a little bit different. It's not easy. I should put it like this. And maybe just for the end, we are currently putting together a manufacturing facility. All ICO contributors, when it's done, and we when the production facility is done, I can invite and I will invite each ICO contributor to see what we are doing. You know, like BMW, when you see the factory, you know, they invite people. I would like to do the same, you know, so people can see what we are doing, how we are doing, to introduce every team member. That's it. There's nothing more that I wanted to say, just this couple of few sentences.
Wow, that is fantastic, Gregor. Congratulations on a fantastic piece of work already.
Thank you.
We at Kryptonites wish you the very best, and we are very excited about waiting to see how the progress happens from this point on forward. We wish you the very best in the ICO and also building the business after that. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Kenna. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
To all our listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, please share it with your friends that might have similar interests. And be sure to go to iTunes and Google Play and rate us 5 stars. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.